Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's trading. No, sorry, it's our pre-market trade plan session. Excuse me. I'm running away with myself this morning. Apologies. Okay, let's bring this up on screen. So, welcome to our pre-market trade plan session, guys. This is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we'll get straight into it, if that's okay. Massive moves yesterday. Very much risk off in nature. Let's share that view with you. And the important thing is now is where are we at this point, and what decisions can we make? Because there is some interesting conclusions to be drawn. We'll start with our risk warning. And just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets do we focus our attention on? Where do we then enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk, trade management, and trade psychology? All very important features of trading financial markets. There's a lot of education on all of these points in your members area. But we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our trading approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient depending on the market conditions if we need to. So let's have a quick look at market moving news. Well, the last couple of days, Monday and Tuesday was a bit on the flat side, apart from corporate earnings. And that was probably the most interesting development for these markets. Now, yesterday we had manufacturing services PMI numbers, broadly a little bit coming in below expectations by and large for the Eurozone. Both manufacturing and services in the Eurozone coming in below expectations, with manufacturing contracting and services expanding, just not as much as was anticipated. The UK is performing quite well, and broadly the US is performing quite well. The manufacturing number actually came in below and was a bit of a surprise. And, you know, that's a bit of bad news that seems to be kind of bearing out along with this AI narrative as well. So also within here, we saw the the Bank of Canada, reduce rates another 25 basis points. So that's a 50 basis point drop since April. It increases the differential, or the difference perhaps, let's say, between the US and the Canadian dollar. We are seeing a bit of dollar strength at the minute, so we'll have a look at the dollar CAD and see the net impact and see if that dollar CAD is quite close to breaking out and making some progress. So let's see if there is an opportunity there. Now, today we've got GDP numbers and unemployment claims. So if GDP disappoints, or comes in below 2%, and the unemployment claims rally higher, it might be a good, an interesting catalyst for further downside. But we've got a broadly strong economy. This is quarter on quarter, 2% growth, you know, good performance, certainly if you compare it to anywhere else in the world. And the unemployment claims number is around that sort of 240 level. So let's see how these numbers play out. We'll be broadcasting for that event at 1:30. And the last major news story is core PCE price index. And it looks like it's going to be slightly elevated on the back of last month's number. And that's a number, as we know, the Fed look at very, very carefully. So what's driving these markets? Well, unfortunately, it's the micro again. There does seem to be a little bit more of a proper risk-off trade in play. There's a bit of sort of anxiety and fear around this whole AI narrative, which has been rallying, which we all know about for quite some time. Now there's a bit of hesitation. We had that confirmed by Alphabet and Google. It was 2 nights ago now, wasn't it? Where we had the corporate earnings out. And, you know, just asking investors to be patient when it comes to AI revenues. It's not really generating an awful lot just yet. And what that does really to these stock prices is deflate slightly. Just the excitement comes out of it. You know, what investors, the reasons why they're in the game is to make a return. And if they've been told that those profits are off, you know, put on the long finger and, you know, dangerously further down the road, and they might not materialize at all, of course, that's the reality of this type of dynamic. We started to see, you know, weakness creep in across, you know, most of the AI stocks. And just to show you the Russell, we were quite interested to see, would we get the rotation trade from AI into the broader market? And although that was building up in the last couple of days, yesterday the answer to that question was no. There is a genuine risk-off trade, and that's borne out across most of these markets. As you can see currently up on screen. So if I just bring up our pen, our bias is still very much to the downside. In fact, let's do it this way. Okay, so we had massive move yesterday with this risk on trade. Now, look at the importance of this price in here. It's the 54.42. So this market has some important decisions to make. The NASDAQ, you could argue, we could maybe squeeze a little bit lower, but we are pretty much there at support. This level in here, strong support, we're pretty much there. Now, I suppose the fundamentals have been turning a little bit more bearish, more so on the demand side for crude oil, which is weakening, largely due to the difficulties with China, and also, you know, talks of ceasefires and things of that nature in the Middle East. So that's a positive. And what we're seeing is the potential for, you know, a little bit more weakness sort of being validated perhaps. And we had that really, well, yesterday we had a bit of a strong rally higher, and then that really turned over to the downside. And we were referring to it yesterday as a bit of a hedge trade, and that's what it proved. So just broadly a bearish marketplace. We are running into some support around the S&P and the NASDAQ, which is important. We're not quite there yet with the pound dollar and the euro dollar, but we may be there pretty soon. And we've got that important news due out again this afternoon. So broadly speaking, just a bearish market. Just flick through the indices just one more time. Really massive move. This was potentially the main reason why we wanted to hold into these trades this week. We just started to rally, and, you know, unfortunately up at these highs, that pullback was looking like it was going to be, we have a bit of a slanted head and shoulders here. We're expecting this market to rally up to those highs and maybe look at selling at slightly higher price, but that wasn't to be. Yesterday we opened, we gapped lower off the back of positive earnings from Alphabet, positive revenue numbers from Alphabet and Tesla. They both exceeded expectations. So on the surface, looks like a decent earnings report. It's what was being said, and Tesla postponing the robotaxi conference a couple of months, just pushing things are proving to be a little bit more challenging perhaps than the market initially anticipated. This is a strong level. Let's say this is a level of an area of support which we rallied into yesterday. So now this market's got some important decisions to make. The Dow Jones even selling off, that kind of rotation trade didn't hang around in the Dow Jones. Very, very significant rally to the downside again in the Nikkei. And this is driven by what we're seeing in the yen, which is, again, strong move. Now we're down at those support levels. These markets have some important decisions to make. With the euro yen rallying lower as well, we took profit yesterday in that trade. Really, really strong pullback, as you can see. So that risk-off trade is alive and well. Indices lower, the yen strengthening, and some purposeful price action filtering through the gold market, with finally the dollar, which was really quite sticky for most of yesterday, not really doing an awful lot, actually following through, with crude oil looking certainly weaker, where it looks like we're heading down to these lower 70 levels. Okay, so equity's taken an absolute beating, and we have seen further momentum to the downside now. So this is an interesting opportunity. This has been moving sideways for quite some time now, well over a month. Our bias has been lower the whole time. And now we're just beginning to get that little breakout trade, and same sort of bearish view really of the DAX. We've just got to be careful because we are trading around potential support levels, which would be a bit of a concern. And then the dollar, very, very slowly making progress. We've not seen the risk-off trade in the dollar that we probably anticipated. However, the dollar is now finding a little bit of strength. The Swiss franc is still proving quite strong. Again, it reaffirms that risk-off trade, whereas capital's coming out of equity and it's finding a home in more of your safe havens. This was the, this is really, from a price action perspective, this is pretty difficult to trade in the last couple of weeks. It's we're strongly inside pretty strong support and resistance. We've got these recent highs just above the current price. It's been a peak on many occasions, but the bias would certainly be upside, and the decisions yesterday by the Bank of Canada would suggest further upside, and maybe we will get a breakout of this kind of range up here. We'd like a little bit of a pullback if we could get one. And then the Aussie dollar just falling off a cliff. We were rallying there sort of 2 weeks ago, very, very aggressively. And now this, it's like as if someone's just turbocharged the dollar. And we're now inching very, very close to these lows down there, with the yen strengthening as well. So really, really strong risk on, risk off market conditions, what we were talking about yesterday. It's broadly what we're talking about again today. So strong risk off market conditions to continue due to AI stock disappointing investors. So risk off just implies a flight to safety. Okay, so that weakness across the AI trade is really seemingly dragging everything down. A bit of fear and anxiety across the board. Not so much the rotation, really. It's more of a classic risk on. There's an important reason why we talk about a classic risk off market condition, because it's been very difficult from the rotation risk off trade, which is, it's got a different feature to it. Right, let's just be mindful of potential further indice weakness. We are at points of potential support for the S&P and the NASDAQ. So if traders turn around and decide, actually, things aren't really as bad as yesterday's price action would suggest, you know, everything is still in place, really. There's not a huge amount of change, just a few sort of cautionary words chosen, which the markets have lashed onto. And again, reacted in a very, very aggressive manner to not an awful lot. And they've been reacting very aggressively to the upside again, when a bit of caution would have played out a bit better. But we've seen those prices ramp up really, really aggressively. Dollar strength again. Potential further dollar strength, be selective. And so is there anything else? Perhaps crude oil. Let's have a look at it. So let's have a look at an opportunity in crude oil. Okay, so look, this is our trade plan. After such a big move, could we get a bit of a technical bounce? Absolutely, especially around strong support levels. We've got a two-year falling like a bit of a stone. If you went back a couple of months ago, that would have been very, very bullish for equity markets. Now we have this narrowing of this yield inversion. We're now something like 10, 12 basis point differential. So we're beginning to uninvert, which again is another interesting development for this, for these markets to deal with. So absolutely fascinating market conditions. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We'll wrap it up there. I've just posted today's trade plan into the chat box, so hopefully that will keep you focused on the right opportunities, and we'll be looking to trade opportunities in that direction ourselves. It's more of a traditional kind of risk-off. It's definitely a rotation away from AI, but it's also a rotation away from other stocks. So it's probably a little bit more around recessionary fears. There's a lot that a lot of analysts suggest that as soon as that yield curve uninverts, that could be the trigger for a recession, at which point the Fed would be cutting rates perhaps aggressively, which is the wrong reason for cutting rates. And we could expect further downside for the indices, further upside for the dollar. Where we're getting conflicting data is from the bond markets, and because of a higher dollar, that is putting commodities under a bit of pressure as well. Okay, so that's the narrative. It's more of a classic kind of risk-off market dynamic, and we'll see if it's going to continue. And if it does, we look to go with it. And if it doesn't, then there might be an opportunity for a bit of a pullback or a short-term bounce. Okay, we'll watch very carefully for the best opportunities to come our way. We're still in the euro dollar and the pound dollar to the downside. So let's see if we make a little bit more progress on that. Right, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us as always. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website. It just starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, take care. We're going to switch rooms now. So if you want to join us for that, you're very welcome. And we'll see you shortly. All the best. Bye for now.